Hey everyone, welcome to the Bethlehem Wildcast. This is going to be the show for May the 23rd through the 24th.
Hello, Wildcats. This is Lane.
Anna.
And Haley with this week's news.
This is Bethlehem's local news. This is episode 27 of our podcast. This week we'll be talking about Senior Day, graduation, so stay tuned. But first, like usual, here's Anna with Bethlehem's local weather report. Anna.
Friday, May the 17th, mostly sunny with a high of 87 and a low of 63. Saturday, May the 18th, mostly sunny with a high of 89 and a low of 64. Sunday, May the 19th, partly cloudy with a high of 89 and a low of 65. Monday, May the 20th, partly cloudy with a high of 89 and a low of 65.
This weather data was accurate as of Wednesday, May 15th, 2019. Okay, now on with our news. Graduation is May 23rd, so say goodbye to your 2018-2019 graduating class. May 21st is senior cap and gown portraits.
The 2019 yearbook is on sale now, for the final price of the year is $55. Elementary awards are May 21st. May 24th is the last day of school.
Woo! That will also be early release day. Sadly, that is all the news we have for this week. This has been Lane.
Anna. And Haley with this week's news. We hope you have an amazing weekend, Wildcats.
And this is the last time you'll hear me say this. And up next, sports. Goodbye.
Welcome to this special edition of BSPN. I'm Dane.
I'm Nathan.
And I'm Lane.
We're going to be discussing the conference finals round of the NBA playoffs as well as the finals round after that. We're going to make our picks and then we're going to pick between who we think is going to win in the finals. So right now we're going to start off with the Warriors and the Trailblazers. Who you got, Lane?
All right. For this, I want to go with the Trailblazers, but I think the Warriors are going to win. And Dane, you mean are we going to discuss who's going to the finals? Not like...
We're discussing who's going to the finals and then we'll think who we think is going to win the finals.
Okay.
But we'll do this first.
Okay. Yeah, I was about to say that makes no sense. How are we supposed to know...
Yeah, we're going to do this first and then, yeah.
Okay, let's go. Nathan, who you got?
I got the Warriors. I want the Trailblazers to win so bad, but I just don't see them beating the Warriors.
Yeah, the series against the Nuggets, the Trailblazers barely came off with that. They're just lucky that the Nuggets could not shoot that game at all.
I'm going to go Warriors, but I say the Trailblazers will take them to a game six.
Yeah,
I think that'll happen. All right, and the only other matchup of the playoffs left is the Bucks and the Raptors. Who you got?
You know me. Oh, Kawhi hit that game 7 winner against Philadelphia.
Beautiful. Ooh,
it was a good shot.
I was happy about that. I'm still going to stick with the Raptors. I'm going to go with the Raptors against the Bucks. But the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo, unstoppable.
He's in MVP form right now. Yeah.
If he doesn't win the MVP,
I'll be very shocked. Yeah,
I don't know who else can win it. I don't see anyone performing as well as Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Not LeBron James.
You think he'll be unanimous MVP, the first one since Steph?
No,
second MVP?
I don't think it'll be unanimous.
You don't? Okay.
I think James Harden will get a few votes.
But that series against, and we ain't talking about playoffs.
It's not all playoffs.
Yeah,
either.
We're talking about regular season. Yeah.
I mean, James Harden went through that one stretch. Why are we even talking about MVP right now?
Anyway.
Okay.
Anyway.
Off topic.
Yeah.
I have the Bucks winning this series because I don't see how anyone can stop Giannis in this form. They've been unstoppable this entire series. I thought several times they would win. Shut up, Lane. I think we can cut that out. yeah, I don't see anyone but the Bucks winning this series.
For me, it's a really tough decision.
You're going with the Raptors, right?
I don't. Because, see, I think if anyone can take Giannis, anyone can cover Giannis, guard him, I think it's Kawhi, one of the best defensive players we've ever seen. The Bucks, Giannis is pretty much unstoppable. He's going to get his points, but I think the Raptors can play good enough defense to stop the rest of the Bucks.
True.
I'm going to go Raptors. I don't know how many games it'll take, but I think the Raptors will win.
It has to go to a game 7. If it doesn't, Bucks are going to win before that.
This series will go to at least a game 6. At the very least. It's not going to be an easy season to win, no matter who wins.
Yeah. All right, so we've made our picks. Now, we're going to each pick from R2 who we think is going to win the NBA Finals. So, Lane, you picked the Raptors and the Warriors, I believe.
Yes, I did.
So now make your pick out of those.
Okay, well, I think Raptors will advance 4-3. I can see that. And then I'm going with the underdogs again. I'm going with Trail Blazers winning at 4. Since the Warriors don't have Kevin Durant, 4-3 still. Yep, it's going to be Raptors and the Trail Blazers, and then that's going to go to a game 6, Raptors 4-2.
Okay. Nathan, what do you think?
We're taking finals picks right now?
Yeah.
Okay. As much as I hate to see it, I'm going to take the Warriors in a three-peat.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Raptors and Warriors, I think the Warriors could take the Raptors, and I want to see a three-peat. There's not many opportunities you get to see in your lifetime where there's a three-peat. I want to see a three-peat.
I don't want to see a three-peat. I don't, because I just want to see a different team win, and I'm so tired of
seeing it.
I'm glad the Cavs aren't a part of this.
I partially want to see a three-peat because I think after this year, the Warriors probably won't get – they could get a championship after this year, but I think that people are going to leave, and it's going to be a lot different, so they may not get a championship after this. I'd like to see them get a three-peat and then just move on to the next team.
Yeah, if they don't give Klay Thompson that max contract. I believe Klay Thompson's out of there.
Do you think anybody's going to be as dominant as the Warriors have been after the Warriors are done?
Maybe.
Wherever Giannis is.
Yeah. Maybe Philadelphia.
Honestly, if Giannis went somewhere, that'd be...
It doesn't...
Like, if he went to Philadelphia,
even if
he wouldn't.
In Milwaukee,
They just gotta keep feeding them players. Good all around players like Eric Bledsoe.
He's got a good supporting cast. Yeah. Giannis does.
Yeah, he does.
But he can fit in any system.
Do you think Zion will have a huge impact on whoever he goes to? I mean,
not in the first year.
Yeah, no.
I don't think so.
He's gonna be like what LeBron James did with Cleveland Cavaliers. He's gonna pop off that first year.
If he goes to a team like Cleveland or New York.
I think honestly if he went to Cleveland they could go to the playoffs. Possibly.
I think he'll have a huge impact, but
not like championship caliber team.
They're not going to make it out of the second round of the playoffs.
No.
And if y'all didn't know this, Zion Williamson is a freshman from the University of Duke. He has officially declared for the NFL draft.
NBA draft?
NBA draft.
Okay, we'll cut it out. I'm not cutting it out.
But he is a NBA prospect.
Yes.
Okay. He's probably going the first pick. No matter who gets him, he's definitely going the first pick.
And we just got to wait till draft night.
Do you think a team will trade him, like get the number one pick, and they'll trade that pick for some really good assets, or do you think they'll hold on to Zion?
I feel like they want to hold on to Zion because that's a once-in-a-generation talent right there.
I agree with that.
And he's young. If they develop him right, he can make a great player, better than anyone they could get.
Oh, I did hear talks about if Knicks, I believe, getting the first-round pick, they're going to try to trade for Anthony Davis.
I've heard a lot of stuff about Anthony Davis. I've heard mostly the Knicks and the Celtics.
Yes.
The teams I've heard the most. Wonder where he's going to end up this summer.
I don't know. We'll see. We should have a show about where we discuss where we think free agents are going to go this season. That'd be fun to do. Well, right now, that's going to conclude our finals, conference finals discussion, BSPN. I'm Dane.
I'm Lane.
And I'm Nathan.
And we'll see you guys next week.
Welcome back, all you crazy Wildcats, to a segment we like to call Fun in the Pun. Here on Fun in the Pun, we tell funny jokes to make you smile. This week, I'm here with...
Anna.
Now let's get started. Okay. So the first pun is, how do you make an octopus laugh?
I don't know.
Tentacles.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay. Second pun. Whiteboards are remarkable.
At first I didn't get it, but now I do. It's so stinking funny.
Okay, last pun. I am friends with 25 letters of the alphabet. I don't know why. Anna, do you have any puns that you would like to share with us?
Yes, but I read it first real quick? That's what I was doing.
Okay.
How does Moses make his tea?
How?
He brews it.
You get it? That's good. I like that one. I'm going to use that one.
I have another one. What do you call a sleepy bull?
I don't know.
Bulldozer.
That one's good. That one's good. Okay, well, thanks, everyone, and Anna, for tuning in for Fun in the Pun.
Have a wonderful day.
By the way, you can find all of this interesting information at www.punsforkids.com.
What's up, Wildcats, and welcome back to
Funky Factoids
with Alex, Haley, and Faith. And today, our facts will be about babies.
Babies!
I know, babies are so cute.
They are.
My niece is a baby. It's the only baby I like. Did you know that babies are born without kneecaps? Yep, you heard that right. Babies have a structure of cartilage that resembles the kneecaps. These cartilages do not develop until they are 6 months old.
What? That's weird.
That is really weird.
You would never think that. You would think you're born with kneecaps as, you know, as sturdy they are.
Yeah.
You know, as...
It's not hard to believe, but now as I'm just thinking about it, I'm just thinking about the last time I, like, touched a baby's knee.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Did you know that most people presume that January sees the heaviest babies because of all the holiday eating, but that's completely false. Researchers say that May babies are the heaviest. They usually weigh around 200 grams heavier than any other month-born babies. The heaviest baby to have ever been born was a boy weighing 22 pounds and 8 ounces. He was born in Italy in 1955. 22 pounds.
That is crazy, I'm telling you, Faith.
22 pounds. He was a baby. I feel bad for his mother.
Yeah, I feel bad for her, too.
That is crazy.
It is crazy.
22 pounds.
22 pounds.
Oh, my God. Whew.
I'm shocked. She's just like, oh, that poor woman.
Yeah.
I haven't even been thinking about it.
Alrighty, y'all. Babies howl and scream for what they want or need, but they do not cry. Tears cannot be released or created for about 3 weeks. That's because their tear ducts are not entirely developed. They do produce enough moisture to keep their eyes healthy, but they won't shed proper tears for several weeks. Some kids do not drop their first tear until they're 4 or 5 months. You know, that's quite crazy how it's just 4 to 5 months old that it starts to tear.
That is
it
really
starts
weird.
To tear, yeah.
I've been crying since day one.
Exactly.
That's true. Okay, did you know that we are all out of facts today, folks? Tune in next week for
Funky Factoids.
Also, you can find all of this interesting information at momjunction.com.
Hi, this is Faith here with Fresh Perspective, and today I will be reading an essay called Senses. Everything is an array of colors, from the green sea that we call a field to the ocean of blue that we call a sky. Everything we hear is a beautiful symphony of sounds that makes our hearts race. When we touch the soft clouds of blankets that decorate our beds, we feel content in that moment. We smell the delicious scent of baked goods and our stomachs growl in anticipation. The taste of a warm home-cooked meal touches our tongues and we smile in delight, thanking those who prepared it. These are our senses, from sight to taste. These are our senses, yet we are in haste to feel more than what our senses can provide us. We need to be happy with what nature has given us, because so many people don't have the power of sight or the gift of hearing. We should not take what we think we should have for granted, because in an instant it could all be taken away. Thank you for listening to Fresh Perspective, and have a nice day.
Hey everyone, I'm Dane, signing off for all of us here at the Bethlehem Wildcast, and we'll see you guys next week.
Goodbye.